Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of reading the Bible. For several weeks, we've been emphasizing the importance of becoming a regular, systematic reader of the New Testament. By regular, I mean setting aside at least 10 to 20 minutes every day to read, or as close to that as possible. Doing it frequently. If you can't do it every day, do it as close to that as possible. 6 days a week, 5 days a week. Systematic means reading each book from start to finish without jumping around. Probably the biggest mistake Christians make as far as reading the Bible is they jump around. Now, I'm not saying you can't ever do that. You most certainly can. But there must be a period of time where you read everything as it was written. The Bible's a collection of 66 books and letters. And each book and each letter was written like books and letters are written today. By that I mean they were written to be read from beginning to end, not randomly opening up to a sentence here and a sentence there, and then you skip 25 pages and read another sentence, and then you skip 100 pages and read another sentence. It wasn't meant to be read like that. Systematic reading means read each book from start to finish without jumping around, without stopping to look up words you don't understand, without consulting a commentary or a concordance. You can do all those things, but do it at another time. You need to have a period of time every day or as close to that as possible where you just read. Understanding comes with familiarity. Probably the number one thing Christians voice to me about reading the Bible is that they don't understand it, therefore they don't read it. But this type of reading makes you familiar with the New Testament. Understanding comes with familiarity. That's how I gained much of the understanding that I have. That's why I'm so passionate about this. I know what it will do for you. This type of reading will produce changes in you. The Bible is a supernatural book that works in us. If you commit to regular systematic reading of the New Testament, you'll be a different person a year from now. Now, I'm not leaving out the Old Testament, but you need to start with the New Testament. The Old Testament has to be read and understood in the light of the New Testament. Once you're well-grounded in the New Testament, then you can do the same thing with the Old Testament if you'd like. Now, when you first start doing this, you won't understand what you're reading, and it won't be exciting to you. It may actually be a while before it seems to be of any real value to you. It takes time and effort to develop a taste for reading the Bible and a habit of reading the Bible, but it's well worth it. I think we'd all agree that the last month has flown by, and if you had begun reading 3 chapters a day from the Gospels on the first day of last month, you'd have finished all of them by now. You see, there's 89 chapters in the 4 Gospels. If you read 3 a day, that's 30 days of reading. You can read all 4 Gospels in 30 days. What if you did that 5 months in a row, read each Gospel through 5 times? It's easier to do than you think. See, people here read the Bible, and what they hear is, I got to set aside 2 hours every day to read. No, that's not what I'm saying. Set aside 15, 20 minutes per day and read as far as you can get. I just give you that 3 chapters a day example for the Gospels just to show you it's easier than you thought. Then once you've read the Gospels through a few times, you can move on to the Epistles. There's 121 chapters in the Epistles. If you read 4 chapters a day from the Epistles, you can finish them in a month. So you could read all the Gospels and all the Epistles in 2 months, reading 3 chapters in the Gospels a day and 4 chapters in the Epistles a day. Now, if you miss a few days here and there, obviously it'll take you into a third month, but in 2.5 to 3 months, you can read all the way through the New Testament. That means you could read the New Testament through, or the Gospels and the Epistles, 4 times in a year. Think how familiar you would be with it. When I first began to read the New Testament, I was raised in a denomination that did not emphasize Bible reading, didn't really utilize the Bible, so I never really even knew what the Bible was until I became a Christian and I was told that it's a book from God and that I should read the New Testament regularly and systematically, like I'm telling you to do. And when I began to do it, this is the system I set up for myself. I heard a preacher who had a big impact on my life say that the epistles, or the letters, were written to tell Christians what we believe and how we're supposed to live. So I thought, well, gosh, I probably need to read those a lot. So I'd read one gospel all the way through, then I'd read all the epistles. Then I'd read another gospel and all the epistles. Then I'd read a third gospel and then all the epistles through, and then the last gospel and all the epistles through. So by the end of this reading period, I had read all 4 gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, once, and I had read all the epistles 4 times. Then I'd read Acts. I actually skipped Revelation for the first couple years that I did this. I waited till I had more understanding of the rest of the New Testament. Now, in this series that I'm teaching, I'm trying to motivate you to become a regular systematic reader of the New Testament by giving you reasons why you need to read and explaining to you what reading the Bible will do for you. And we're going to continue on with that this week. I said this, I don't know, maybe last week. I would beg you to read the New Testament if it would work. When people accept this challenge and do it, they invariably come back to me and say, this was the best advice anybody ever gave me. I'm a different person now than I was a year ago. I see it happen over and over when people take this challenge. Now, this week, this is what we're going to focus on. Another extremely important reason for reading the Bible, the New Testament, systematically, is to help you deal with the times in which we live. Jesus is coming soon, and according to the Bible, this period of time will be marked by deception and lawlessness. We got into that a little bit last week, and we want to add to it this week. Let me read. I'm in Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus is going to go to the cross literally in just a couple of days, and he has informed his disciples that he wasn't at that time going to establish the visible kingdom of God on this earth. He was going to return to heaven, but he would come back again. And so they asked him, what will be the signs that your return is near? And he spends a good portion of Matthew chapter 24 giving them specific signs that will indicate Jesus' second coming is near. We could actually do whole lessons on that. But you may recall from last week's lesson, the very first thing he said to them, I'm going to read it, Matthew 24, verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. The very first thing he said is, take care that you don't get deceived. And the deception he's talking about is religious deception, because he says there are going to be those who come, they say they're coming in my name, they will claim to be me, and they will deceive many. And then if we drop down to verse 11, he says, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. These false messiahs will have false prophets. Verse 12 goes on to say, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity will abound. That word iniquity there is actually the word for lawlessness. religious deception and lawlessness will characterize the years leading up to Jesus' return. God's word offers us protection from deception. To be deceived means to believe a lie. The antidote for that is the truth. Well, God's word is the truth. And God's word also helps us understand what's going on, what's happening, and why, so that we don't get freaked out by the lawlessness and deception all around us. I say this all the time. It's because I want it to penetrate your heart so you never forget it. A plan is unfolding. In eternity past, Almighty God purposed to have a family with whom he can dwell, and he created earth to be the home for himself and his family. The plan got off track when Adam and man in Adam sinned, but God immediately enacted his plan to undo the damage done through Jesus Christ. This plan is known as redemption. Jesus came to earth the first time 2,000 years ago to pay the price for sin so it can be removed from all those who acknowledge him as Savior and Lord. They can then be transformed from sinners into sons. Jesus will come again, a second time, to cleanse the family home of sin, corruption, and death, and establish the visible kingdom of God on earth. Heaven and earth will come together, and God and man will live together forever in a world free from all that hurts and harms. It will be life as it was always intended to be. Now, Jesus, if we keep reading here in Matthew 24, compared the distressing events preceding his return to labor pains. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 28, he called the signs that he was describing the beginnings of sorrows. Sorrows there means intense pains. It means labor pains. The New English Bible says, with all these things, the birth pangs of a new age begins. A woman can make it through the hardships of labor because she understands that a process with a good end is underway. I'm sure many of you listening have had babies, and you know what labor pains are like. They get closer together as the birth nears, and they get more and more intense. And just prior to the birth, you feel like you almost can't make it, but because you know the end result of the process that has begun, you can make it through. Well, knowledge from the Word of God will help us make it through the birth pangs that are ahead. More tomorrow.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.